Be the change you want to see in the world. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have our Mindful Monday segment, where we get an inspiring message from our friend Miko Siddiqui on how to pull yourself out of depression. Enjoy.
Today, I really want to talk about a heavy subject, but a very important one that has been laid on me, and I have to talk to you guys about it. So I want to talk to you guys today about depression and how to move beyond that, because it's so prevalent in the world, and a lot of us find ourselves in a space of depression, and people don't even know, and we are seeing people commit suicide, and things like that are happening, and we want to know, and everyone asks me all the time, Miko, how are you always so positive? How are you always so happy? And to be honest, let the truth be told, I wasn't always here. And I want to share that with you in hopes that you find your own way of getting out of a space that you might find yourself in as well. I remember being in high school, and it was my senior year, and I had moved out of my mom's house. And when I moved out of her house, I went to go live with this guy that I was dating. And I was just being rebellious. Let's just call it what it is. And the relationship didn't work out. And he left and started dating with someone that I thought was a friend of mine. And I went into this very heavy, serious place of depression. And all I wanted to do was watch love stories, watch Oprah, and read love stories all day long. That's all I wanted to do. And I gained all this weight. And I got to tell you, I would find myself at Denny's. And not only was I eating at Denny's and I'd have all the milkshakes, but I wanted them to bring me the extra. You know how when they make the milkshakes, they have that extra leftover in the canister? I was like, bring me that too and put whipped cream on that. I'd be at... what's that place called? I can't remember the name right now, but I'm looking at it. It was an Italian restaurant, and I would always eat all of the food that they had and just bread and loaves of things. And I was just downseeing myself in depression with food. And that was my comfort that I had. And I got to a place where I was so uncomfortable in my skin. I wasn't happy. I didn't want to talk to anybody. And at this time, I was working at a law firm. And I remember just being irritable all the time. People were talking to me and I didn't want to talk back. And I just got tired of being sick and tired of myself. And you too might find yourself in this place. And I want to share with you, how did I get out of that? How did I get out of that cycle that I had put myself in? Well, I had put on my computer screen, a positive attitude makes for a positive day. And I had to keep reminding myself and pushing myself. And then I forced myself to speak to people when I didn't even want to talk to them. And I had to, because I had to push myself out of where I was, because I was tired of being that person. I started going to the gym, and when I first started going to the gym, honey, I couldn't even do 5 minutes in the class. I think I've told you guys that story before. But I started going to the gym. I started walking my neighborhood. Then I started running, and I started seeing results in my body, and I started to feel good about myself. And then I started talking to people and becoming more positive, and then I became a teacher, and then I started doing all these things. But the key was I had to force myself to get up from where I was to get where I wanted to be. So if you find yourself depressed and your heart is hurting, it could be a relationship, it could be someone passed away, it could be anything. You got to be your own power and your own force to get up from where you are. Tell yourself a positive attitude makes for a positive day. Start going to the gym and just start moving. And that's exactly what I had to do. I had to start moving to change the space of my mind and where I was, because I just wanted to sit in the bed and sulk all day, but it was getting me nowhere. So if you find yourself in the same place, you guys, I want you to get out of that place of depression, that place of hurt. Trust me, I've been there. When my relationship, when it ended, it was so hard for me to pick myself up. Matter of fact, it was 2 years before I actually got where I needed to go emotionally and mentally. And the way I did it was going to the gym. I started changing my friendships and who I hung around. I started hanging out with people that were always bubbly all the time, because it would irritate me, but really that's what I wanted to be too. So I started to hang out with those people and start letting their energy rub off on me. I started going to the gym on a consistent basis and started walking on the treadmill, started lifting weights. And then I started watching YouTube videos and watching people work out on the YouTube. And then when I was watching them work out on that YouTube, I'd go to the gym and start doing what I saw. And that's how I started learning what to do and how to do it in the gym. So you guys, don't stay where you are. Be your own motivation. Be your own place of peace and push yourself. And remember, a positive attitude makes the positive day. And the only way for you to make change is for you to get up and make the change yourself.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.